This is Holy Land Moments, featuring an excerpt from Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's recently released biography, The Bridge Builder, that tells the story of Rabbi Eckstein's life work in bringing Christians and Jews together. On today's program, Rabbi Eckstein explains how Isaiah 58, a program that helps Jews in the former Soviet Union, began.
When Rabbi Eckstein started out, he had been an advocate for Israel and a teacher of Judaism to evangelicals. Now he sat at the controls of unanticipated wealth. Soviet immigration was sufficiently funded. What would he do with the extra money? The answer came to him in Chicago while he was leading Yom Kippur prayers at the Park Synagogue. The service includes God's rhetorical question to the Jews in the book of Isaiah, "Ye fast not this day so as to make your voice be heard on high. Is such the fast that I have chosen?" God provides his own answer with another question. "Is it not to give your bread to the hungry, and bring the poor that are cast out to your house? And when you see the naked, cover him." Eckstein had read this passage every year of his adult life, but this time it struck a chord. "I realized that there were a lot of elderly Jews who wouldn't be able or willing to leave for Israel," he says. "They needed help." Eckstein's reason for starting Isaiah 58 went beyond his desire to help the Jews of Russia. The project would keep him in the evangelical public eye. It would broaden the rationale for donating to the fellowship, and it would enable him to strike a strategic alliance with the mainstream American Jewish community via one of its most prestigious organizations, the Joint Distribution Committee. It became clear to me that Christians would respond generously to what they and I saw to be the biblical injunction, "Comfort ye my people."
The Fellowship is pleased to announce the release of Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's biography, The Bridge Builder. All proceeds from the sale of The Bridge Builder go toward helping poor Jews in Israel and around the world. Visit holylandmoments.ca to read an excerpt from the book. That's holylandmoments.ca.